What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Atlanta Braves Nation podcast. We're back. It's been a minute. I'm Jack. We got Kurt with us today again. What's up, Kurt?
What's going on, man? I had to brush the dust off this mic a little bit, but we're back. We're ready. Ready for the season. Ready for some more Braves baseball.
It's crazy, though, because like it feels like literally just yesterday that we were playing the Phillies in the NLDS. Like it doesn't feel like it. I mean, it feels like it was literally just the other day, but we're back.
Yep.
Excited for a new season. Roster looks improved. I think we got a lot to be excited for.
For sure. For sure. I think we saw some good games in spring training. I think there's some guys that we have to keep an eye on going into the year. I feel good about the roster. As you know, we'll get into some of our predictions for the season. I think we have a chance to be better next year, or this upcoming year rather. I'm excited to see a couple players have a full season, a full healthy season for our Atlanta Braves.
Absolutely. I think the health of this team is one of those things that we're going to be on the lookout for. Obviously, this year is going to go a long way in determining how far this team can go. Last year, we saw some guys get banged up, and it was kind of just a long season of trying to get guys right, and a lot of guys couldn't get right. We saw Eddie Rosario dealing with the eye issue, Ronald obviously dealing with the knee issue. We're hoping those guys are going to be 100% healthy to go. And I think they're prime. Both of them are prime for, you know, comeback seasons. Really excited to see what they can do. I want to ask you real quick. I know this has been a big topic of discussion around Braves Twitter, Braves Instagram, everything. What was your initial reaction when the move was made? Basically, that kind of solidified Orlando Arcia as the starting opening day shortstop. I think not a lot of us expected it. It was basically everyone thought Vaughn Grisham. It's going to be Vaughn Grisham. We're going to go out and get a vet, or maybe there's this off chance that Braden Shoemake comes in and starts a shortstop. But what did you think about that?
So kind of just to run you through my head, and I was, you know, when it comes to Braves Twitter, and, you know, it's so hard to get real info from this Braves front office. And so when you see something on Twitter, whether it's from Bowman or David O'Brien or any of these guys who might have intel, but also they really might not because of how tight this front office is, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt. So, you know, you think Grissom's going to win it. You know, he worked with Wash in the offseason, Wash is praising him, yada, yada, yada. Then next thing you know, Shoemake's starting to get some of these starts, and you're like, wait, Grissom's hitting 300. Why is Shoemake getting this, you know, random playing time? Is something going on off the field? I saw, and you know, I was kind of all over the place, but I was like, look, this lineup can be really good. I don't see any reason why Grissom wouldn't get a start. We kind of know what we have in Orlando Arcia, and I think he's a really good bat off the bench and really good, you know, player for the clubhouse. So first and foremost, it was shock because I'm excited to see how Vaughn Grissom plays. And I was excited to see, you know, how his defense has improved. I didn't get to watch too many spring training games besides some of the highlights and just the talk around town. But, you know, I can't be too terribly upset with the Arcia choice. I think that it puts, you know, if I'm not mistaken, if Grissom and Shoemake are both going to triple A, I don't know. I would like to think it's going to be a healthy competition down there. You know, Shoemake is not going to be playing short down there. So is Grissom going to be the next man up? Is Shoemake even an option at that point if we're a month or two into the season and you have an idea of what he does at short? Yeah, but if he's not getting reps, are you really going to call him up and put him at short? Either way, I'm not mad at Orlando being our starting shortstop. I think we can afford it based on the depth of our lineup and our team and our infield defense. And, you know, maybe he'll shock us. He had some good years in Milwaukee, and maybe he's got something to prove, a little chip on his shoulder.
Absolutely. I mean, 100% agree. And I think one thing that we know for sure is Orlando Arcia absolutely mashes Washington Nationals pitching. So Honestly, I mean, if we see a huge series for him at the very beginning, I don't think a lot of people are going to be surprised.
Right.
Patrick Corbin, especially. I mean, man, does Orlando Arcia break off of him.
He's licking his lips.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you all the way through, though. I think it's going to be interesting. I think I've read a little bit about it that they're going to split some reps at second base and shortstop. I think it'll be interesting to see. I think the one thing that they want from Grisham is just some consistency defensively, right? Yeah. He's going to have some more time to develop down there. I think Ron Washington said something today, just, you know, you gotta work hard and make it easy for us. Make it an easy decision for us to call you up here. basically, you know, and I think this is the best move. This is the best move for now. Like you said, the depth of the lineup is a thing that's really allowing us to do this and to slow your roll. You know, when you look at a guy like Dansby Swanson, was he rushed a little bit? Probably. Right. And you don't want to risk, you know, Dansby turned out fine, you know, huge contributor on a World Series team. I think we're all fine with that. But you want to be careful with how you manage these guys. And I think Orlando Arcia is more than serviceable. He plays great defense, and I think we'll be just fine. So my next question to you is, Kyle Wright's on the IL. We've got two rookie pitchers, Jared Schuster and Dylan Dodd. I know a little bit about them. I know what they like to do. I've seen some of the spring training stuff. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, what you're expecting out of them? What are you hoping to get out of Schuster and Dodd through these first few go around the rotation? You're just trying to figure out who your fifth starter is going to be?
Yeah, you know, I've mentioned to this you the other day, but you know how bullish I am on Ian Anderson. So it's weird to see these guys come up, but I'm happy. Not only does it speak to our depth of our supposedly thin farm, but you know, it's nice to see these guys get their opportunity. And you know, as far as expectations go, I don't think I'm expecting too much. I think what I've learned over the years with the Braves and the countless pitching prospects I've seen come up and either be stars or come out flat. You know, we've seen it all. We've seen the good, the bad, the ugly.
Matt Whistler, shout out Matt.
Right. You think about him. You think about Sean Newcomb.
List goes on.
Aaron Blair came over in that Dansby trade.
We can name these dudes all day long.
Yeah. So you know, I'm not expecting too much out of them. Of course, you know, depending on who we're playing, you know, different results may come. But I think they're just trying to. I think overall, this is going to be them getting their feet wet. I think by the end of the day or by the end of the month, I don't know if both these guys will be up, but you know, it's going to be exciting to see. They'll get to prove themselves. And I'm just hoping that we'll give them good run support. I think that's the only expectation I want. Give these young guys some good run support. I think this lineup will, and let's see what they do. Let them cook.
Absolutely. I'm super excited to see what we got in them. I think, you know, it just kind of speaks to the ability of this organization to find talent, right? Yep. Like you don't see an organization like just keep funneling in more and more talent. Like we've got up, like who can afford to have Ian Anderson, a guy who, you know, threw a no hitter in five or six, what was it? Five innings of the World Series.
Something six? Like that.
I mean, who can afford to have a guy like that down in AAA working on his stuff? Yep. There's not a lot of teams like that. And I'm like you, I don't have super high expectations, but I mean, the Braves keep pumping out these rookies, Michael Harris, Spencer Strider. I mean, if one of these guys kind of breaks out, I mean, how shocking would it really be? I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, no, you know, temper your expectations, but you know, it's okay to be a little bit hopeful. I'm excited to see what Aaron Dodd can do. I think, you know, going up, I think we have a pretty favorable schedule at the beginning, which would be good for them. I think Schuster's set to go against the Nationals in the third game. But no, should be a lot of fun. Excited for those guys to get their opportunity to make an impact on this team.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'd like to add as well, maybe these opportunities are bigger than we think. You know, you think about the guys in our rotation right now. Is Freed's future uncertain? Are we going to have to turn to one of these guys? Is Morton done after the year?
Yep.
You know, potentially, these could be holes that need to be filled, and maybe, you know, Dodd and Schuster, maybe one of them are those guys, you know, or one or both of them could be those guys to compete. So, you know, maybe we don't have to expect too much, but this maybe, you know, there's some future telling, some fortune telling going on when these guys start. Maybe we'll see them a little bit longer than we think.
Absolutely. I think they're more than aware of the opportunity. I think they're going to try to take advantage of it for sure. But yeah, very excited to see them go for their first go around. Let's get into the predictions for the season.
Yes.
This could be interesting. I'm excited to see what you got to say. First off, you want to go? Do you want to do record predictions first, like for the Braves, or do you want to do three bold predictions for the team? What do you want to do first?
We can do record.
Record. All right. A little more. What do you got? What do you got? The Braves going this year?
I have the Braves. Well, okay, let's do record and NLE standings. I think we could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have the Braves, of course, winning the NL East with a record of 105-57. Ooh. I have them winning four more games than last year. And I think this is really just me banking on the fact that Acuna has a really good year. He bounces back. Some other bold predictions that I'm not going to reveal just yet. But, these guys staying healthy, Ozzie being around, Eddie being around.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what it's banking on. And I think if that all stays true, people could continue to develop. I think there's no reason why they shouldn't be better this upcoming season. So I have them winning the NL East, the Mets second, Phillies third. Although I wouldn't be surprised to see a competitive Marlins team this year.
Yep.
And sorry, Washington, but this is a rebuild year. You guys are coming in last.
Well, your NL East standings are pretty much spot on with mine. I have the Braves. I have the Braves going 103.
Okay.
103-59. Much like you.
Yep.
I'm also banking on the fact that Ronald Acuna is going to be healthy. He's going to have a monster year. I think having a full season of Michael Harris will be very helpful. Obviously, Ozzie's healthy. I think. Like with your bold predictions, I'm not going to get too much into Matt Olson yet, but I think Matt Olson settling in.
Okay.
This is going to be silly that we're it's going to be really exciting to watch. And I think around the league, are we already underrating Sean Murphy already?
Right.
I mean, the Braves are just stacked, man, top to bottom. You could look at left field and shortstop and say, oh, man, I don't know, that's iffy, but man. Everywhere else is just absolutely solid, and you get average production from left field and shortstop, which I think the Braves are more than capable of. Man, this lineup can absolutely mash, and this pitching staff is uber talented. Uber talented. You have two certified aces in Spencer Strider and Max Fried. I think we're in for a big year. Absolutely, 103-59 is what I got. I also have the Mets in second place, the Phillies in third, the Marlins in fourth, and the Nationals in fifth. Like you, I think the Marlins are going to be sneaky. Kind of tough to play.
Yeah, I agree.
A really solid pitching staff. I think, if they continue to develop those guys, man, that rotation is not. You don't get an off day if they can.
No.
If they can get their guys right, and that lineup, it's not anything to be feared yet, but they're getting there. They're definitely gonna steal a few games from teams around the league and in the NL East too. So the Braves, it's not gonna be one of those, like it's been for 3 or 4 years, maybe not. Necessarily last year, but just for a little while, the Braves have had the Marlins number 100%, and I don't think it's going to be that easy this year. So that'll definitely be something to keep an eye on. Thank you, Washington, for just being you. We love you. Got on the schedule every year. Love it. Appreciate it. That'll be a lot of fun. Good that we're starting there too. Maybe we can finally break that opening day curse. So I think the last time we won on opening day was with Nick Markakis' walk-off home run against Philadelphia.
I just played that home run like in my head. I see it. It's 4K. What a good moment. I miss Nick. I really do.
Oh, Nick's a legend. Braves legend for sure.
Yeah.
No, it's been a minute though. Hopefully we can finally break it.
I'm down.
I think Fried versus Corbin is about the best matchup you can hope for on opening day. Let's get into the bold predictions, man. So we got three each. I kind of already hinted at one of mine. I'm gonna let you go first. You give me one, and then I'll go, and then we'll rattle off back and forth.
Okay, so my first bold prediction, although it's probably not my best bold prediction, but this is a guy that I think could really solidify this rotation, and it's going to be Charlie Morton. I think he's going to have a great bounce back year, and I think we could be looking at, potentially a sub 3.5, 3.4 ERA, a lot of strikeouts. His stuff is filthy. It's going to be about command. It's going to be about, I hate to say load management, but he's getting up there. Can he pitch efficiently? And I expect a good year out of him. A lot of people didn't like what he did, rightfully so. But I still believe in the guy. I think he's a disgusting pitcher, and I look for him to have a good year. That is my first bold prediction.
Okay, I like it. It's definitely bold. very interesting take. I like it. We'll see. I would be more than for it. I think if Charlie Morton has a good year, I think the Braves are going to have a hard time not making it a long ways in the playoffs. My first bold prediction, I hinted at it a little bit earlier. I think Matt Olson is going to have a mammoth year, and I'm going to add some stats to this. I think Matt Olson is going to lead the NL in home runs. I think he is going to mash this year. It's no longer, it's the guy who replaced Freddie Freeman. It's the guy who the Braves got in the trade with Langoliers and Pache. It's no longer any of that. It is Matt Olson, the Atlanta Braves first baseman. And I think all that kind of pressure and all those eyes and all those storylines are kind of off of him. And the dude can absolutely hit. We saw in spring training. Obviously, not spring training isn't going to be indicative of how the season's going to go. But I have a lot of faith in Matt Olson. I think, honestly, what we saw last year wasn't even close to what he can do. And he had a great year. He had a great year. And so I'm really excited to see what he can do. I think he's going to lead the NL in home runs. What you got? What's your next?
That's a great prediction. One note on Matt Olson, and he's actually one of my predictions. I'll probably go ahead and say this one, but it's funny how, like, we get to the end of the year and we're like, man, I really wanted more out of Matt Olson. And then you look at his stats and you're like, wait, he did that? Like, he hit that many homers. He drove in that many people. The guy's a good baseball player. You know, for a while, I think he was in Freddie's shadow. And I'm excited to see, like you said, Matt Olson. I want to see Matt Olson, not the replacement for Freddie Freeman. So I'm really excited for him. Reason being, I also have a bold prediction that I like yours a little more. Although I couldn't say lead in the NL in homers because I still believe in that guy at third. Austin Riley could be that.
Ooh.
But I will say, with these new shift rules, we've talked about this before, and you think I'm a little crazy for this, but this is bold nonetheless. Matt Olson will have at least a 270 batting average by the end of the year.
Okay. Okay. What was he was floating around. He was floating around, 250 last year?
Yeah, I think it was sub 250-ish. I think that, if he has a better start to the season, maybe that's a little different. I think he kind of eventually picked it up and leveled out. But I think that, look, if he's going to start hitting these or start having these hard hit balls a lot more, I think that combined with maybe some of the shift rules, he'll get on base a few more times than last year just for some of these singles that he's owed. So I don't know if that'll end up being 270, but the guy looks really good in spring training, like you noted. So that's definitely a bold prediction.
No, absolutely. I think we're both high on Matt Olson this year for sure.
I'm a Matt Olson stan.
Yep, we're going to be excited to see what he can do this year. I think I don't think he's going to let us down. My second bold prediction. All right, so my second bold prediction has to do with the Braves and base stealing. We saw them do it a lot more as the year went on last year. You have some absolute studs on the base pass with Ronald Acuna, Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies. I think the Braves are going to lead the league in steals. And okay. I think, when everyone hears steals and Ronald Acuna 40-40, I think Michael Harris is going to lead the league and lead the team in steals. I don't think he's going to lead the league. You've got Trey Turner to deal with. But I think Michael Harris will lead the team in steals. Okay. I think the Braves are going to be very aggressive. I know with the new rules, I think you can only throw over, twice?
Yeah, twice. And I think if you throw over a third, you kind of have to get them kind of thing. If it's not successful, he takes a base. So.
Okay. I think that's definitely going to benefit base runners. And the Braves are therefore going to benefit from that. That's my second bold prediction. What do you think about that?
No, I like it. I think it's a little, obviously these are bold. I was about to say, I think it's a little bold. good one, Kurt. I'm still going to stand by the fact I think Ronald will be the guy to lead the team.
Yeah.
But you know, that's why this is a bold prediction. Yep. This is a safe space. We accept all predictions here for the Braves. No, I like it. I like it. I think I felt like I've always wanted the Braves to be just a tad more aggressive.
Yep.
I felt like, you know, I mean, that does start with these guys being on the field, of course. So, you know, with Ronald being back and hopefully he's 100, you know, if he's with Ronald last year, like, are you really going to send him to steal bases? Probably not. You're already worried about his knee.
Right.
Is it 100%? No. You're worried about him, you know, in the outfield so much that he would DH a few games. So,
right.
I would be excited to see them be a little more aggressive. In addition to all that, like you said, the new rules. I like the prediction, dude. I really do.
All right, man. You've got one left. What we got?
I do. And I don't know if this will be controversial, you know, for various reasons, but this is about Marcell Ozuna.
Ooh.
And, you know, everything else aside, the Braves could really use a good year for Marcell Ozuna. I think he would extend this lineup drastically. And so my bold prediction, my last one, Marcell Ozuna will be the most used designated hitter for the Braves in 2023.
Wow.
So, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, Sean Murphy, you know, does he get majority of the time behind the plate? Does that mean Darnold is like full-time DH? Because no one's expecting anything out of Ozuna. Then, you know, we get some talk around Ozuna, you know, not looking too shabby in spring training. Is he, maybe he's a little more in shape. He's seen the ball better. But look, we know what he's capable of. You know, we saw it in the COVID year. I mean, although it was a 60-game season, I mean, the dude was competing for the MVP.
Yep.
So, you know, even Marcell Ozuna and MVP being in the same sentence in 2023 is crazy. But I think he could be a pleasant surprise and bring a lot of length. And I think because of that, the Braves will have no choice but to make him almost like their full-time DH.
That's bold, man. I like that one. I like that one.
Thank you.
I think like a lot of Travis Darnold DH, but I think if Ozuna's gonna get a chance, man. Like, you're not paying that guy as much money as you are,
right?
If you don't have some sort of belief in him, and you're not paying him to sit on the bench the whole time, you know. He's gonna get a shot, and if he can capitalize on his shot, that could actually come true. Oh my goodness, a Marcell Ozuna returning to somewhat of his form. We don't need 2020 Marcell Ozuna. We need career average Marcell Ozuna.
Literally.
We're gonna be a scary, scary, scary lineup. Not that we already aren't, but like, man, it will extend the lineup to go a long way. I had four bowl predictions, so I kind of just want to like throw this one in a little bit of a combination.
Okay.
So I think Spencer Strider is going to lead the entire league, the entire MLB in wins.
Okay.
The entire MLB in wins. Along with that, he will lead pitchers in WAR, wins above replacement, all pitchers.
Okay.
And the Braves bullpen will also lead the league in WAR, wins above replacement.
Okay. So,
looking at this bullpen is good, man.
Like, yeah.
I see people like doing these drafts on Twitter and they're taking all these bullpens and the Braves aren't getting mentioned. Bro, I'm looking at this bullpen up and down. I'm looking at these advanced statistics. This bullpen is lights out.
Yep.
Like, lights out, lights out. And for them to lead the league in WAR really wouldn't shock me. Spencer Strider leading the league in WAR really wouldn't shock me. And Spencer Strider leading the league in wins really wouldn't shock me. But all three of those things combined, that's a bold prediction.
I like it. I completely agree with the bullpen take. I cannot believe that people are sleeping on the Braves bullpen. I think about all these guys that they've signed to these like low risk deals. I think about you know, the comeback of Kirby Yates. I think about Nick Anderson. Jackson Stevens is back. Like, these guys are solid pitchers. And on top of that, with how much length we're going to get out of our starting rotation, it's not like these guys are going to be pitching six innings a night.
Right.
You know, they will be rested. You know, obviously with the injury to Iglesias kind of hurts a little bit, but I'm more than confident with AJ in the closing role, and I think that could also be kind of a committee thing. We lost Jansen. That'll hurt, maybe slightly, but I think that, you know, we have a really good bullpen, and so I like that. As far as the war goes, that wouldn't surprise me. Spencer Strider with war also wouldn't surprise me. But I will say, the fact that you tried to predict the wins of a pitcher is crazy to me.
Look, this Braves lineup matches. It's kind of a combination of a pick. The Braves lineup matches. Spencer Strider pitches. He pitches well. When you combine those two things, you end up with a lot of wins. This isn't any Jacob deGrom in New York situation. We got a lineup over here.
That's fair. But also, I will say, if you would have told me that Kyle Wright would lead the Braves in wins last year, I don't know if I would have believed you. I would have been like, oh, that's Max Fried. Like, of course. You know, wouldn't be surprised. But, hey, these are bold predictions for a reason. So, I like it.
Absolutely. Wins are definitely a volatile thing. It does make it bold in and of itself. Predicting anybody to lead anything in wins is kind of hard to do. Hopefully that'll come to fruition now. So we're going to get into our players of the year now. We're going to go overall team MVP for predictions. Kurt, who is your team MVP for the Atlanta Braves in this 2023 year?
Well, Jack, thank you for asking me. Because I think that not only this guy will be the Braves team MVP, but dare I say, he could win. Ooh. And it's not that crazy, but the league MVP. And that man is Ronald Acuña Jr.
Oh, man.
I think that a healthy 110% Ronald Acuña Jr. at the top, not second, not third, not cleanup, the top of this Braves lineup will not only be the team MVP, will not only hit multiple leadoff home runs, will not only steal multiple bases, not only play great defense, not only throw people out all the time, he will be the Braves team MVP and win the National League MVP trophy by the end of the season. That is my team MVP. Ronald Acuña Jr., I am so happy you're back.
We missed you, bro. Man, that's a bold prediction and an MVP prediction.
Had to mix them. I don't know. I just got carried away, I guess.
I think I sort of kind of had four. So, I mean, there you go. I love it. I love me some Ronald Acuña Jr. I'm so high on Matt Olson. I'm rolling with him.
Okay.
MVP. I think Matt Olson is going to have a year, man. Like, a year. I've talked about it earlier, how I just think all the pressure's off his shoulders now. He's just going to go out there and ball. And he's going to have a huge year. He's no slouch at first base. He's a great defender. Great. We kind of saw – it's the same things last year. Like, you kind of were expecting this gold glove defense, and, you know, he didn't really eat all the time. Man, I just think this is his year, and he's going to have – he's just gonna have a huge year, man. He's got all that pressure off his shoulders. Matt Olson, team MVP.
I love it.
So we're going into offensive player of the year next. Your offensive player of the year cannot be your MVP. Much like the NFL, how it works, Patrick Mahomes won the MVP this year and Justin Jefferson won the offensive player of the year.
Couldn't tell you.
Who is your offensive player of the year?
Offensive player of the year obviously fits the theme. Matt Olson. It was him or Austin Riley for me. We're definitely bullish on Matt Olson right now. That's my prediction. Offensive player of the year. I think also, you know, if he's batting second, as I think he might, I don't know if I agree with it or not, but if he's batting behind Ronald, I think that, and then Riley behind him, one of these guys is going to be like insane, right? Like, you can't pitch around the top of our lineup. So people are going to get some pitches to look at. And, you know, if one's hot, the other is going to, you know, get better pitches to look at. So, you know, I think it's going to be Matt Olson. Big year come from him.
I like it. I think we're just – I got Ronald Acuña as player of the year. I think we're super high on those two guys. I think Ronald Acuña is going to have a huge year. He's going to steal a lot of bases. He's going to hit a lot of homers. I think he gets that power stroke back, which I think we all kind of expect that he will. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Really, really excited to see what he's going to do this year. I think we all have naturally, we have high expectations for Ronald. I think he's just due for a big year, man. Like you said, batting in this lineup, it's really great for anybody, especially when you already have won a Rookie of the Year and you mash. You mash like he does. So I think that's going to be my Offensive Player of the Year. I think we're probably going to have the same Defensive Player of the Year, don't you?
You know, I think I was very close to changing it at the beginning of this podcast, but my Defensive Player of the Year is none other than from my county himself, Michael Harris II.
Yep.
I think it's – I absolutely love watching him roaming center field. It reminds me a lot of Jason Hayward and the fact that it's like anything that's hit to him, it's like, yeah, watch this. Here comes another highlight catch.
Yep.
He dives. Oh, yeah, he's going to catch it. He jumps the wall. Yeah, he's going to catch it. It's absolutely absurd. He's such a joy to watch. And I was very close to switching mine to Sean Murphy.
Oh, man.
Because I think that his defense will eventually, like, be the reason he's in the lineup at catcher every day.
Yep.
And, like, maybe not swapping as much time with Darno. And I would be interested to see, you know, how many – outs he takes away because of teams of trying to be more aggressive, or teams not being aggressive and, you know, them sitting, you know, on first versus, you know, going for second. So I think he could have a big impact as well, but Michael Harris the second is mine.
I'm right there with you. I figured we're gonna have the same answer in this one. I was gonna say shout out to Sean Murphy. It's my honorable mention. I think you just kind of covered it pretty well for me. But no, Michael Harris is I mean, he's an absolute freak.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember vividly last year. I think one of the first series he was up, we went out to Arizona. And he just made, like, three or four catches that series. Where, like, I mean, jaw was on the floor.
Yeah.
And, like, we haven't had a guy like that. I don't know. I mean, you said Jason Hayward. But, I mean, it's Andrew Jones-esque. It really is. That is some platinum glove-level defense out there in center field. And, I mean, like you said, just an absolute joy to watch. Sean Murphy, though, I think if JT Realmuto isn't in Philadelphia, Sean Murphy is coasting to a Gold Glove. Obviously, you got to deal with Realmuto. But Sean Murphy is a very, 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 very good defensive catcher. I think a lot of Braves fans are going to be pleasantly surprised by that. Honorable mention of Sean Murphy, but Michael Harris is just a tier above.
Yes, sir.
Right now. So, good picks. Our last pick of the day, is going to be our Rookie of the Year for the team. What do you got?
So obviously, you know, some guys aren't as obvious to us in this category.
Right.
It's not like we have a top prospect waiting in the wings. But I will say that this is kind of a bigger prediction, but, you know, I think when we get into the dog days of May and June, I think we'll see a call-up. I think we'll see a call-up of Vaughn Grissom, and I don't think he will go anywhere after that. He will be the Braves Rookie of the Year, and he will win that starting job and not lose it.
I like it. I like that prediction a lot. I think Vaughn's definitely going to get a shot this year at some point. I think it would be foolish not to. I don't think I can ride Orlando Arcia all the way home. My Rookie of the Year, however, is Dylan Dodd. I think it does help that he's on the team to start the year for me to make this prediction. Obviously, I could be completely wrong. He could be sent down in 2 weeks and not come back. But from the stuff that I've seen from him in the minor leagues, he's had a Spencer Strider-like ascent. Like, he just dominated in the minors. Came into spring training, dominated. And he's just got stuff, man. He's got that kind of stuff that will just – I mean, it's lights out.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, we're going to temper our expectations. We're going to hope for the best. But, man, I really, really like this kid's stuff. I say kid as a probably like the same exact age. But Dylan Dodd, man, that's my rookie of the year. And I'm pumped, man. I'm really pumped for Dylan Dodd. I think Jared Schuster could be right there. I think Vaughn Grisham is obviously a good pick, too. But the Braves are always funneling talent to Atlanta.
They are.
So, you know, it could be someone. It could be someone, you know, we're not even thinking about right now. That's not even on our radar.
Man, it's so funny that you say that, because I was thinking earlier as I was driving to Publix, getting myself a Publix sub, you know, I remember before Michael Harris was called up, it's not that I didn't know him. Of course, right. I knew of him, but it was more so like you're familiar with him, but it's not like he's an option.
Right.
Then, you know, there's news, there's rumblings, something might be happening, someone's getting called up. Obviously, we didn't have Christian Pache anymore. He went to Oakland.
Yep.
So you're like, okay, maybe is Waters getting a chance, you know? Maybe Drew Waters is his next guy up. And all of a sudden, it's Michael Harris, and we're like, what? And now he's your star center fielder. So, you know, you have to stay on your toes with the Atlanta Braves organization, because sometimes these guys come out of nowhere, probably not nowhere to them. They probably have these guys cooking up in the lab for quite some time. But that's what's so cool about being a fan of this organization is, like, not only do we play good baseball, but we play, like, we sustain that performance. And we haven't been able to always say that, but, you know, this Alex Anthopoulos era, it's Brian Snitker era, has been a real blessing. I think we're very, very thankful to have those guys running our team.
And I was just about to say the same thing, man. We are blessed, bro.
Yeah.
Like, as a diehard Atlanta Hawks fan, this team, this Atlanta Braves team, is blessed, bro. with the management, even like we obviously weren't big like Liberty Media guys for a long time, but man, like, they got a taste of victory. And they say, let's put some money into this.
Right.
Cash cow over here.
Yeah.
And this is just all you could have ever hoped. This team is roster stacked. They're paying guys, keeping them here. And we're drafting good talent, or developing that talent. And this team's going to be a perennial contender. And I think if you had told, you know, what, like 2015, 2016 me, that the Atlanta Braves would be a perennial contender in the 20s, I may not have believed you. I probably definitely wouldn't have, as I was watching Kelly Johnson get funneled back and forth from Atlanta to New York. But, man, we're here, and it's awesome. And the 2023 season is about to get kicked off. Super, super excited. What's the first pitch tomorrow? Is it 12:20?
I thought it was 1, but
I want to say it's 12:20. Either way, it is 1. It is 1:05. I just looked at it. Yep. I guess I was wrong about that. Nope. Super pumped. We're going to get kicked off in Nationals Park, I think. But we got one more series after that away from Atlanta, and then we come back to play maybe the Padres?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the home opener.
Yep, that should be a lot of fun. But I really appreciate you joining me today. I think we covered all of our bases here. I hope everybody that's listening enjoyed that. And we're super, super pumped to kick off the season. I think, Kurt, that we can try to do this weekly. We're not going to make any promises to anybody, because, honestly, we're not very good at sticking to a schedule. But we're going to try. I mean, if you guys like it, let me know.
Yeah.
DM me. And we'll try our best to pump more of these out. But we appreciate everybody listening. Anything you want to say before we hop off?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for the invite. It's been fun. I always love talking baseball, talking Braves with you and anybody else. So I'm so excited for the season. I liked all our predictions. Maybe some of them will come true. Maybe we can reflect back on them. But as always, like, if you're listening, thank you so much. We appreciate the support. Go Braves, man. Go Braves.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Go Braves. Have a good one.
Later.